You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. It is what I love to do is be with you on a Sunday night. And my guest now is Mary Terrace, founder and CEO of Strive Publishing. What is Strive? Well, let's find out. Hey, Mary, welcome to CCO.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I so appreciate you joining us. Now, as we celebrate Juneteenth tomorrow, your new bookstore in downtown Minneapolis is giving us a reminder that some of the greatest power of freedom lies in access to knowledge and education. Amen. Please put it on a billboard, right? And of course, Strive Bookstore is the latest achievement of the Strive Publishing Company. How long has the Strive Publishing Company been around?
We've been around since 2018. We launched our company with a huge gala at the James J. Hill Historic Library on August 16th. 2018.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What does it feel like for you knowing that this is steady now? This is happening. This has happened.
It feels amazing because it's more like kind of bridging gaps as we grow with Strive Publishing. I never dreamed of having a bookstore, and then we got invited to do a mini bookstore in the sister co-op a couple years ago through the downtown council chameleon shops. And that was a lot of fun. It still is. It's still there. But then when we got invited to open a full independent bookstore in the historic Young Quinlan building, there was no way I could say no.
Wow. I'm so glad you didn't say no. Here's the thing. You grew up in North Minneapolis. And as you know, as a child of North Minneapolis, we don't have a lot of libraries. We don't have a lot of bookstores necessarily. But are we getting more? Are you seeing more?
I'm seeing more because I'm in the business, you know, and I recall growing up in North Minneapolis and just not having an awareness of things. And even as a young adult and into my 30s and 40s, I didn't know that Minneapolis was such a center for literary events and literary centers, really. And there is a history of Black bookstores in the Twin Cities that some of us never were made aware of. So I really appreciate being elevated on, through interviews and such, so that people can see that literature includes Black literature, and we just have the perfect opportunity to connect across cultures through having an independent bookstore.
Yeah, independent bookstores, we have had challenges over the last two decades. You know, a lot of times they don't make it. Why is that?
Right.
Why is that?
I think the margins, it's hard to stay in business when the margins are so low in terms of book selling. It's usually like a 40% margin, and it's hard to keep inventory that way. So we're starting out with kind of a low inventory, but we had to start somewhere. But we have faith that we can build and grow and find our staying power.
I loved reading about Strive Bookstore. One of the things that really touched me, it says, it means all of a sudden someone can walk into a bookstore and take a journey throughout Black history, which is American history, and fill in the gaps that may be missing from their own education. Now, Artika Tyner is the one who said that, who grew up in St. Paul's historic Rondo neighborhood. And it's really remarkable when we finally see ourselves, you walk up to a bookstore and you see all of these Black books in the window, right? You know, by these Black authors, you get excited. I know my daughter who lived in Philadelphia, then she lived in Boston and other places, and she is like a book fiend. She just loves it. She loves it so much. And my grandchildren do too, you know, reading to them. It's just beautiful. Yet we are still leaving some learners behind. We are leaving them behind. Is that because we don't pay close attention, or we're not involved in these new bookstores?
I think it's hard to, it's really hard to understand a system that it doesn't the Black story and.
I'm so sorry. I can't hear you. It's like I'm losing you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. All of a sudden you went away. All of a sudden
oh,
you went
sorry
away.
About that.
All right, just tell us a little bit of what you were saying. Yes.
Yes, I was just saying that in the education system,
yes,
I really believe, you know, from years of teaching that our children, when you think about the test scores in reading, and our children being behind in reading, I don't think it's a lack of book smarts. I think it's a lack of being represented in books. You know, a lot of our children don't like to read, and it's because why would they if they always get more of the same and nothing includes them, you know?
Right.
So I think our schools need to do a much better job of having diverse books in the classroom as well as the libraries.
I don't understand why they fight that. Some schools really fight that. They don't want those books in. And, of course, you've heard from various groups that say, you know, we don't want that book. We want to get rid of that book. It's just
right.
It's so ridiculous right now. And I don't know how
right.
to fix it. As you start with not just the publishing but also the bookstore, how do you,
mm-hmm.
where do you put these books where you know some people will walk in and go, no, 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 we don't want that book and you should get rid of that? How do you respond to that?
Well, I haven't had to respond to that, thankfully, but now that I think of it, you know, it's a matter of being accepting and open-minded. You know, one of our taglines is open books, open minds, and really we need to be open to everyone's story. I happen to, you know, elevate the Black story because that's my experience, but
right.
I'm learning other experiences as well. And I think that anybody who walks into a bookstore should keep an open mind and be open to learning about other cultures and other ethnicities. And like Dr. Artika Tyner stated in that quote that you brought up, American history includes our history. Our history is American history. And when that's left out, we have a society of folks who just, I hate to say, are ignorant of, you know, our history.
Yeah, but why is it ignorance now? Because they've taken a lot of those books out of public schools. I'm not talking about private schools, but public schools. And
right.
I think the students deserve to be able to face that with their parents and say, yes, I want to read that book. I don't know why it's happening today, but if you take the information, the education away from the children, if you take away
mm-hmm.
reading from the children, we lose
right.
a ton. The whole country
right.
loses a lot. So then how do
absolutely.
You make sure that your bookstore is going to thrive? Did you have complete faith when you decided to do a bookstore?
I did, and I do have complete faith because I feel like it came about because that's what our community wants and needs. You know, there hasn't been a bookstore in downtown Minneapolis for many years. And then when you talk about the children not getting the books to learn their history.
Right.
I think as parents, you know, we can't change the system overnight, although a lot of us are working on it. But as parents, we can bring our children to independent bookstores where we are free to have those titles that get banned in schools.
Yeah, and at the same time, I'm so worried about the changes that are happening behind the parents, behind their eyes. You know, they don't even know some of these books and how important they are. Do
right.
you go around to some of the schools or some of the libraries to say, hey, we offer these books if you'd like to buy a few for this, you know, library? I don't know how that process works, but I'm just curious to know
right.
if you're concerned about it.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been working for years as well as other Black publishers like Dr. Artika Tyner and the Wise Inc. Creative. I mean, there are a lot of independent Black publishers who are trying to get into the schools. I think about the Papa Lemon books.
Have the Papa Lemon books.
Yes, we have the Papa Lemon books. And they do a good job of getting into schools. They're historical fiction books, but they're educational.
Right.
So some schools just want to stick with the, you know, whatever contracts they have in terms of how they order books. It's just easier. But it takes a one-on-one conversation to encourage a school librarian or someone higher up in the school to take a different path, you know,
right.
And purchase books from independent publishers.
So now you are a publisher, you have a bookstore, and you always dreamed of being a teacher. Did you ever make that? Did you make it to a teacher?
I did. I started teaching when I was 40, and I taught for 16 years.
Wow.
It was the greatest challenge of my life to get to that, to reach that dream. You know, I was never encouraged to be anything, really, let alone a teacher when I was coming up in North Minneapolis. So I kind of always kept that dream to myself. But when I finally had an opportunity to attend Augsburg Weekend College back in the 90s.
Right.
Yeah, it took me 8 years because I still had to work full time while going to Weekend College and raising three kids. But I was determined, you know, I had that opportunity and I was determined to get my teaching degree. So, I mean, it was an experience because when I finally started teaching at the age of 40, I could not believe there still were not books in the classrooms that represented our children.
Wow. Incredible. I just think it's incredible. So now my final question, are you going to write your memoirs?
People ask me that all the time. I'm not a writer. I'm a book lover. I love to read, but I'm not a writer. I'm happy to talk about my story anytime, but I don't think I'll ever write a book or a memoir.
Is that because you think people are not interested?
Well, yeah, when you know a little bit about the book publishing industry, people are really not interested in our memoirs, which is why I went out of the way to make sure I could publish a memoir by a Black woman from our community. And I hope you all have a chance to read it. It's called Blend In or Fade Out, and the author is Comise Hendon. She grew up in South Minneapolis. I feel like, you know, when I have more resources, I do want to publish more of our stories, more memoirs, mm-hmm. because like just reading her story brought me joy because I could relate to it, you know,
right.
And it's not often you can read a memoir and truly relate to it.
You know, my granddaughter is 10 years old, almost 11, and I am, mm-hmm. it's remarkable. She reads books that are thick, 300, 400 pages. She reads the whole book.
Wow.
And she talks about it with her mom and her siblings, you know, even though the siblings might not understand it, it's really quite remarkable. And if we take away books from children, I don't believe that our country would ever survive it. I don't think we could ever be great because of it. Because books are so important, and some parents don't care, or some parents think, oh, that's not necessary. I'll give them a magazine. Okay, you want them to read the magazine, but please pick up some books as well, especially those that tell our history.
Absolutely. You know, books are the tools that inform society.
There you go. Well said. What a pleasure to have you on tonight. I do hope that I will get a chance to stop through very soon. Not like later, but very, very soon. It has been a joy just talking to you, Tara. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
give us the address. Give us the address very quickly of where you are, the bookstore.
The new Strive bookstore is, the address is 901 Nicollet Avenue. It's right on the Nicollet Mall across from Target in Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis.
901 Nicollet.
Yep.
Okay, I got to stop in and see you. I'm coming with some money.
Okay.
I got to come with a credit card or something.
I'll be looking for you.
All right. Take care. And thank you for doing what you are doing. It matters.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.